We're holding in Simen Reis Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph in the Ramo. The Ramo is Mamshich, and the Ramo says, Ho'isho she'shochacho pa'machas lehadlik. She forgot once to light candles for Shabbos. Madlekes kol yomer shloisha neiro. She has to add a candle. We have two candles for Zohar v'shomo. Ki yecholim lo yisif al dobor ha'mechuben neged dobor acher. Ubilvad shelo yifchas. Zog dem ich ne Bursiv Kotten sein. Schleusha Neurois, Meir bis Oiso Regilo Bestein. She was used to light two. Die Moiso Regilo mit Chilo Beschleusha. She was used to lighting three. Zichol Adli Kol Yomer Arbo, so she has to go on to four. Im Shochach Kama Pahomim Zichol Oisi Bechol Pahom Od Nerechot Yoiso. And why? Ve Hakel Mishum Knas Kedi Shetia Zira Bekvoid HaShabbos. Ve Alken Im Nenso Velo Yidliko, Ven Shoiso Bebeisa Asurim Vekayo Yitza Bezeh. She was oinus. Because of your rabbi, the Beisho Aniyo, poor lady, Yeshlaokel, Beshocha, Shtoitzim, Kameo, Mead Shemel, Baner, Yimadlekes Neris, Tadlik, Tomi, Narechot, Mead Yoyser, Oroch, Mebatchilot. So this is the halacha that the lady that forgot Mishum Aknas, she has to add every week another candle. Now, if she was lighting two till now, she'll be lighting three. And the Poskim have some interesting shilas that I want to speak over. The first shayla, the person can speak out, what happens if a lady forgot to light Shabbos in Yontif? Sorry, she forgot to light candles in Yontif. One side will say Yontif is like Shabbos, so from now on she has to light three. The other side of some achronim war, that the Baal in Yontif, she could light it even later during the meal, and then it's not called that she forgot. So, milsa de l'shchicha, that she will forget the whole meal. Because of the milsa de l'shchicha, that she forget the whole meal, b'meile b'chai gafne, Chazal were not koineser. If we will say that Chazal were koineser, yes, li istapek, if every Shabbos she also has to add a candle, or only every Yontif she has to add a candle. Most poskim say that if she has to add, she will have to add even every Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos wants to say, if there's light in the room, let me buy if the husband lit in the light, electric, the covered Shabbos. Even if not, if there's light in the room, you yotze with ne Shabbos, and mechaygav ne Chazal were not koineser. So maybe lo yitzir v'avon is light, even if you didn't do it l'shem kovet Shabbos, but it's shlem beisem, so you don't have to add another candle. Yesh li istapek if it's only if it's light in the room, even if it's coming from outside. What would be a person that he's lighting, is no wife, his minig is to light, he's not married, he lights, and he forgot 1 week, lo yishamana that they were koinesim. If we say that they were koinesim, now, Achronim have a suffix like that. Lama Zogel, for 10 years, he was lighting. And he forgot twice. Now he has to add. Mari got married, his wife is starting to light. She has to add on the two, three, because her husband every time lights three, or not. Or maybe a better case, they married already for 10 years. 1 week, she's not home, so she told him to light. And he forgot. So he has to add, but next week, she's lighting. So she has to add because he forgot or not. Another suffix, a lady lit in the candles of Shabbos and they blew off. The halacha will see later that it's before Shabbos, you have to light them again. She cannot because she was mekabel Shabbos. She could tell someone to light them. She forgot. They were koineser or they were not koineser. Lemaisa, she lit them this week, but Lemaisa, she was not yoitzer. What would be if she had a mistake by halacha? She thought that if it blows out, she doesn't have to light again. She thought that in this case, it is electric, she doesn't have to light. She thought when she goes away for Shabbos, she doesn't have to light. It's called like a koines, it's like a shichicha. She thought that nacht is much later. She thought that tzitzik echovim is later. Now she can't light. It's a koines or a shichicha. The achronim have a shayla. In all the cases, a lady has to light another candle. We learned before, some ladies light 7, 10. Some ladies light for every kid. But we said that shayor mitzionim ba'alocha brings it down. Only when she's home, the meaning was to light all these candles. When she's away from home, she could light two. What happens to the lady that forgot to light once, and now she's adding every week another candle? When she goes away, she also has to light it or not? The nati of the poskim that she has to. Some say if she's embarrassed, she could have longer candles and be yaitu with that, b'shas adchak. Seif beizim shuchanoch. Echod anoshim chayovim liyiz bebeteyem nerdoluk b'shabes. They have to have a Shabbos candle lighting in their house in Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayoichal. Even if he doesn't have what to eat, means Shavuot says that he's getting food from tzedakah. Shoyel al apsochim, he has to go to collect money. Velekeach shemen umadlik esaner, shezeh bichlal oinik Shabbos. So Mishavuot, if God and Des explains, אין הכוונה דאין לו כלל מה יאכל. ובזה מוטב שיעזר על הבשר, ובדו זו נעפו תאית, לנם תקלק for food for Shabbos, כדי לקנס לחם לשבס, ויקיים מצווס קידוש, וגם איקר סוד השבס. אלא הכוונה שאין להם הלכו משל עצמי. That his mispalas mikuba shel tzedakah. Even so, he has to get in a Shabbos, and if no one gives him, he has to go to collect it. Umish yesh lo moed mitzvah tzedakah has a little bit of money. Mitzvahs lechem usul Shabbos koyim lakol. V'ner le Shabbos koyim nishar ma'acholim. First you buy bread, and then you buy ner, and then you buy the rest food. Na'av nishar ma'acholim v'bosor avi gam ke michalim nek Shabbos. Ne'erod if yoisim shum shlem beisim. But again, Umshum Zaman says, if it's light in the room, so it's no shlem beisim. Sekubim chayigavu is much better. Chaygavne is much better that he will not buy the candles or buy extra food. Mishum ner the day umiu mishum ner day nerecho lechud v'ashar yoytzeh v'achol l'shabbos. Afilu oni tzor l'asas dover mu'ed l'kovet shabbos. V'ayim ha'shikasam l'meh b'simen reishman beis. Al ha'psochim du ikar enik shabbos umiu es en tzor l'ze rak mishum nerecho v'mokim asude mashma even out in the other room. So this is the aloche. Now the bir aloche, so what is the aloche? He has to collect money. The Halacha says, look at Hilchos Chanukah and Siman Tov Reish Aleph. The Adira says, Mi she'en lo Chanukah has to be shel al ha'psochim. And if he doesn't manage, he has to sell his clothes, Moicher Ksusoi, to get Neres Chanukah. Hu Adin Oche. So the Halacha says, Magen Avraham, Machzor Shechet, Megodim, you have to sell your clothes to buy a Ner Shabbos. The Welt wants to be Medayik and the Rambam not like that. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Rambam writes, "Afilu en lo mayoichal." Person doesn't have what to eat in Shabbos. Means he gets in tzedakah. Shoyal al apsochim, he goes to collect. Velokeach shemen umadlik esaner. Shezeh bichlal oinik Shabbos. It's also oinik Shabbos. He doesn't mention nothing about selling his clothes. And in Hilchos Chanukah perek dalet aloch yud beis, he writes the follows: "Afilu en lo mayoichal elo min tzedakah." He writes that lashon. Says that he has to sell his clothes. So the Mishnah Berurah here, the copy of the Lashon Rambam says, Ayin Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, that is brought down in Sif Aleph, that you have to sell your clothes. But here the Rambam didn't bring it down. So Chayma Dersheini. So Andor was saying that the Rambam is Choylek Takeh, what it says in the Biur Halacha Magen Avraham, and he learns that you don't have to sell your clothes L'Tzerech Shabbos. And the Shalom, why? I thought once a husband, maybe, speaking of a person that doesn't have a lot of clothes, not it's not Meichel Ksusoi. So in Shabbos is a din of Ksus Nikir LeKovet Shabbos. So he cannot sell his clothes. He needs this also for Kovet Shabbos. But Mele, he has no din Meichel Ksusoi. Masha'enken and Chanukah has no din of Ksus. Mele, he could sell the clothes. Hagoyen Rebbe Libor Finkel, Mishiva Smir asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Eliashiv, Lefida Achroyim that want a Medayik in Rambam, that is no din mechiksusi for Shabbos, only for Chanukah. What would be if a person doesn't have money, not for Chanukah and not for Shabbos? And he's in Shabbos Chanukah, so he has to sell his clothes for Chanukah, but not for Shabbos. So he sells his clothes for Ner Chanukah. Now that he has a Ner Chanukah, the Aloch is Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shlem Beise. So what he will have to do? If he will sell his clothes and he will buy Ner Chanukah, then he has to give it to Ner Shabbos. But for Shabbos, if he's a Shittus, you don't have to sell your clothes. So what do you do? And Rav Moshe Feinstein told him that if it's light, then you don't say Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shlem Beise. Because today is no Shlem Beise, it's light. So the Shabbos is irrelevant. Milvad, that it's irrelevant because the Mishnah Berurah says that you could sell your clothes for Shabbos also. You have to sell your clothes for Shabbos. And then they asked again, but Lefidah Shittus that you don't have to sell your clothes for Shabbos. And a place that is no light. So Moshe told him, and Rabbi Eliashiv, that he sells it and he buys it in Chanukah. Zal Ner Shabbos was not mechayev to sell it, and Ner Shabbos doesn't have a schus in it. And it only belongs to the Ner Chanukah. And if he what we said, Yesh La'ayin b'chozeh. Because Be'etim is the same, just Shabbos needs the ksus. But if he sold the ksus, Lechur Shabbos is before Chanukah. Again, Rabbi Zalman says, all these halachos when there's no light. When it's light, could be, it's no alochev, shel al apsochim, you have to know. If it's light, it's no din chanukah, no Shabbos, no Shabbos odif. Seif gimel, hanoshim muzoris bo yoisom, eish mitzuyas bebayis, vayiskis vitzorche habayis. Hanoshim muzoris, vayafilu im yirtza haba lealik beatmo, yo isho koidemes. I saw a double niflo in the Meiri. We know no chanukah, no Shabbos, no Shabbos Adim Mishum Shlem Beise. Pashas Rashi explains, if a big dog do a fall down, the Meiri brings down Shlem Beise Adife Mishum Shlem Beise, because the Isha is Mitzuvah and then a Shabbos. The husband is Mitzuvah and then a Chanukah. So it's a Shlem Beise to give her to do her Mitzvah that she's used to from giving the husband. Im lo sheshav b'neiro is yochel u'gam gelehadlik, and it's a dober aroi, that the other neiro is the light, in the other rooms, the husband will light without a broche. Kshirelenes v'shabes rishena, and that day it was very hard to get out of the bed. Madlik abal u'mevorech, but today the ladies get up and they light. U'bimeni duso, isha mevareches be'atzma. If neshe mitzuyes, the oi time why the ladies are the ones that are in charge, neshe kovso neiro shel oilom, shegomu miso lo'odom arisha. U'mikol mokoyim tov, sh'ish yitakin ha'neirois, that he prepares the candles. This is the minik taka that the husband prepares the candles. Now, some people are makpid because the Mishabur says in Simon Reish Samach Daled that the Shchanor says that you don't have to prepare the candles, you don't have to burn them before. The Ramon says the minik is to prepare them. Mishabur says even when a person lights with candles. So some people know that the husband does the Maisa Atova, but the Chazanish said, it's brought down in Ochis Rabbeinu Chalik Aleph, that Kufa, Amud Kufa in Hay. Our candles that they have, the wicks themselves, they put some shiva in it, it lights very good. You don't have to prepare it in a floating lift, in a floating stila. Could be it's worse if you burn it before. And also the stipler didn't do it. But to prepare it, and the candlesticks, to prepare them, Avad is a minig nochan that the husband will do it. I saw it over Nichmot and Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. He says that the minig, that the Isha buys the Shabbos candles for the husband, the mother of the Chosin does it. I'm sorry. The minig that the Chosin buys the Shabbos candles for the Kala, the Chosin buys the Shabbos candles for the Kala, and the same thing today, the mother of the Chosin buys it, because the tafkid of the Isha is to prepare the Neir Shabbos to get it ready, so they were noyeg that he buys the Shabbos candles for his Kala when they get married for the first time of that luck.